Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
49442.
49442. Thank you. First and last name, please.
Roxanne Johnson.
Thank you. And I am one of the supervisors over the floor. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes?
81 Delora, Muskegon, Michigan, 49442.
Thank you. So I located your account for the body. Allie, an order was created on February 9th for $4.95 and $5.95 for shipping and handling. You're saying that you never placed that order, correct?
Yeah, I didn't place anything. And there's two here. There's one for $85.90 and $94.90.
The original order amount was then on February 9th for $4.95 and $5.95 for shipping and handling.
Well, I don't order that either. I didn't see that one on here. I'm looking at my bank statement. I probably didn't notice it because I'm looking in March. You said that was February?
Yeah, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna file this as fraud, but I wanna make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation, that false payments or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Would you like me to do that for you?
A fine for what?
Whoever placed the order?
Oh, I don't care. I didn't place the order.
Okay, so give me one moment. Okay, so I have completed the claim on my side. What I'll be doing, I'll be issuing you a credit of $85.90, $94.90.
Okay.
And $5.95 and $4.95. Those credits all will go
Okay.
back to the card in 5 to 7 business days and your account is completely canceled out, okay?
Thank you. Now,
You're welcome.
what do I do for the investigation?
You don't have to do nothing else, ma'am. We will handle it on our side, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye.